the embassy had come about because of the McMahon government's rejection, absolute rejection of Aboriginal land rights. So we wanted to make it very plain and very simple political language that Aboriginal people are not going to accept that, and Aboriginal people are going to continue to struggle for recognition of our land rights.
That was Aboriginal activist Sam Watson speaking about the foundation of the Tent Embassy in 1972. Writer and historian Tony Birch delivered a paper at the symposium. He says the event served as a reminder to Indigenous and non-Indigenous Australians about the Tent Embassy's political significance. He says stories such as the Tent Embassy's continuing struggle for land rights in the face of massive political opposition should empower younger generations.
When people get to know these stories, whether it be the Tent Embassy or, again, to go back to these earlier political struggles, what they know is that Aboriginal people are not degraded, submissive people, that Aboriginal people have always been proactive in striving to improve Aboriginal rights.
The symposium proved the Tent Embassy remains a key site in the fight for Indigenous land rights. At the symposium, Nicole Watson, a senior research fellow at Jumbana Indigenous House of Learning, delivered a paper entitled, What Do We Want? Not Native Title, That's For Bloody Sure. She says the current native title process has failed Indigenous communities.
We have no control over the native title process. I believe that we've lost a lot of our power in relation to how we define our aspiration. Our aspiration for land has effectively been sanitised of our political aspirations, such as the recognition of our sovereignty. And it's really been taken over by a legal process.
Miss Watson says in the past, the Tent Embassy empowered Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders by expressing demands in a language controlled and understood by Indigenous people.
What was so powerful about the embassy is that it was Aboriginal people asserting control over our demands, expressing the importance of land to us in our own terms. And that power has been taken away from us by native title.
Miss Watson says Indigenous communities should consider going back to grassroots organisations such as the Tent Embassy as an alternative to native title. Whilst land rights were the main topic at the symposium, speakers also discussed many other issues affecting Indigenous communities. One such issue was the current Northern Territory intervention. Sam Watson says the symposium issued a resolution of solidarity in support for a Wednesday rally in Darwin, calling for an end to the intervention.
The leadership of communities from across the east coast of Australia was proud to endorse that statement and stand in solidarity with those incredible leaders from up in Darwin there, who were gathered in Darwin at that time to protest against this horrific regime of income management and human rights violations.
A press release issued by the symposium says this resolution included support for the statement, Rebuilding from the Ground Up, an alternative to the Northern Territory intervention, which is being launched at the rally. The resolution also called for the full repeal of intervention laws and policies and listed 11 demands in the spirit of community empowerment. Events such as the symposium and the launch of this resolution shows the Tent Embassy remains a central point of focus for the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander rights movement. Tony Birch says the symposium also draws attention to the 40th anniversary of the Tent Embassy, which occurs on the 26th of January next year.
I would ask that people possibly book their holiday to Canberra next year for the 26th of January and get to the front of Parliament House and listen to what Aboriginal people have to say about the continuing legacy of that 40-year history.